I'm just going to go for 10, guys. Go for 10. Friends, there are two scriptures that are in my DNA. Like, I wake up with them, I think about them. When I'm encountering situations in life, these two scriptures come back to mind again and again, and they sort of declare what I believe about the church and what I believe about the kingdom. So I thought, if I've got 10 minutes to preach this morning, you get those two favourite scriptures, friends. Matthew 10, verse 16, chapter 16, verses 15 through to 19. "But what about you," he asked, "who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." There's a whole lot of people today who say, "I believe in Jesus, I believe in God. I'm into God, but I'm not into his church, I'm not into his bride." It's incredible. You can't have one without the other. God loves the church. There's a lot of people in our land today that would say, "Yeah, there's the gospel, and you Christians, you guys are okay, do a lot of good social work, and you're nice people, and you're loving people, but always lead to God, and you just do what works for you." The Bible says it is the word of God. It's telongapai, it's the good news. It's not an option, it's not one of many options that work. It is the good news that transforms lives and connects them with their God in heaven and will take people into eternity and give them a powerful life today. It's the good news. It's not an option. It's not something we just tag on or one thing that might work for us, and I'm not ashamed of it. He says this. He said, "On this revelation, Peter, little Petra, I will build my church," that is Big Rock. On what revelation? That Jesus Christ is the Lord. He's the way, the truth, and the life. "And the gates of hell will not prevail against it." He said, "I will build my church." Now, I love the fivefold ministries. I love elders and deacons and governance boards and pastors and different roles that we have. But this is not ever going to be Russell's church. It's never going to be the elders' church or the governance board's church or Stephen's church. It's a church that's loved and led by Jesus. And when we make decisions and when we seek to do what we do every day, it'll be, "God, what do you want for your church?" And we'll find those answers not in a book from America or some course that we've picked up on. We'll find those answers in Scripture and on our knees, listening to the voice of God. He will build his church. And it says, "And the gates of hell will not prevail against it." I remember reading that as a teenager, imagining these giant galvanized farming gates flying down the road, battering up Christians and Christians fighting with these gates. Gates could be demonic portals. They could be places like Masonic lodges and occultic covens and things like that. But gates really keep people bound up. They keep people locked up. They keep people trapped. And this is what I believe about the kingdom. This world is full of people bound up with addictions, bound up with fear, bound up with anxiety, bound up with insecurities. I believe when the kingdom of God confronts those people with truth, with the full gospel of Jesus Christ, the gates of hell cannot keep them locked anymore. They have to be healed. They have to be set free. They cannot, Satan cannot prevail when people are just believing the Bible and trusting in Jesus and living according to the kingdom. He will overcome it. Jesus says in this passage, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Now, talking about keys, my wife's got two handbags, a little business-like purse, and she's got this great big white thing that I affectionately term a saddlebag, because there's everything for every emergency in that bag. It's heavy. It's really heavy to pick up. Now, if you were crazy enough to dive into my wife's purse or saddlebag and you looked at her keys, you'd discover something really unusual. Her keys are exactly the same as my keys. Unlock the same house, the same car, the same padlocks, the things that we treasure. She unlocks the same things that I unlock. Now, church, we're the bride of Christ. We're the bride of Christ. We have the same keys that our Lord Jesus has. We've got the same key set. Whatever he could do, we can do if we're listening to his voice and we're trusting in the word. He's given us the keys of the kingdom. And things of the kingdom can happen in Whangarei and further north because you and I are just hearing his voice and saying, Father, you said, now I'm equipped. I've got the keys. I've got the resources. Let's see it happen. It's his church. He loves it, and he is determined to grow it. He's determined to work through us, storming and overcoming the darkness that's in this world, setting people free, and he's decided to share with us his bride, his authority, supernaturally to do so. The last scripture I want to share with you is Romans chapter 6, and chapter 1, verse 16. Paul, just before he went to Rome, tiny wee, balding man, bowed legs, unimposing character, knew when he'd go to Rome, he'd be persecuted for his life's sake. He'd be at risk of being beaten and thrown into prison. He said this, Romans chapter 1, verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it's the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. Not ashamed of Te Rangapai. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed to say to people there's a right way and a wrong way. You might believe this, you might be doing that, that might be working for you, but that is not right. That is not truth. This is the truth as revealed in the scriptures. What Christ says is what works. It's not our good counseling. It's not our good social services, even though God can work through those things. It's not our skills. It's not about how nice and loving we are. It's about the kingdom of God at work in you and I when we speak truth. Folk often come up to me and say, Russell, you know, what should I do about this situation? You know, I'm living with my partner. We're not married. So you should repent. You should stop that this instant and repent. Well, Russell, I get drunk or stoned occasionally. What should I do? I say, you are not going to heaven if you're doing those things. There is a heaven, there is a hell. And if you're doing things outside of the kingdom of God, Scripture puts a very firm warning on it. You need to stop the sin today and repent. When you repent and take things God's way, when you repent and believe and agree with what the Word of God says, then the power of God will turn up. I love studying culture and studying our times. And I think over the last 200 years, people have been given a very watered-down gospel. It's a nice gospel. It's come to Jesus and things will be nice and God's got a wonderful plan for your life and all those sorts of things which are partly true. But the gospel that Jesus preached was this, repent of your sins, believe, and live for the kingdom. And that's what I want to preach and that's what I want to celebrate with you as we serve together as a church. I believe we'll see people healed. I believe we'll see people transformed every week, every month. I believe we'll see the kingdom of God not only impacting us as a church, but blessing the churches around us and blessing the north as well. I believe we'll see people totally changed by God, healed of sickness, relationships transformed, addictions broken, if we do things His way, without compromise and without shame. We don't need a book from America. We don't need a course or something from we can find on Google. We just need the Bible and a prayer life and a submissive attitude to His leadership, to His lordship. I believe that the church, His church, will grow and will grow in Whangarei. I believe we'll storm the gates of hell in people's lives and see them set free because the keys have been put in our hands. I expect it to happen. And as I do that with you, as I serve with you and seek God with you, I'll not be ashamed of the gospel. I'll not be ashamed to call sin, sin. I'll not be ashamed to call truth, truth. I'll not be ashamed to point to the cross and say, you know, Calvary, that's my mountain. And that's where everything starts and finishes. That's what works in this world. The people around us need Jesus. And together, without compromise, we can take the kingdom to them. I'm going to ask Murray to come and close in prayer. Thanks, Murray. Still got 40 seconds, thank you, John. Hey? Yes, we can, it'd be great. Actually, let's stand with the worship team and sing for I'm Building a People of Power. It's a really old song, but I believe it. I absolutely believe it. God's just looking for humble, obedient people to say, I'm going to trust you, God. I'm going to do what you say today and just step out in obedience and God will transform our lives and those around us. Let's sing this together before Murray closes in prayer.
For I'm building a people of power, and I'm building. So we come to the benediction. Now, sometimes, you know, the benediction becomes, oh, it's just the thing we do at the end, so we start to think about lunch and all that kind of stuff during it. But actually, the words have power. And I'm going to read out some powerful words that give glory to God. I just invite you in your heart to go, yes, I believe that. The last couple of verses in the book of Jude. Now to him who was able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Saviour, be glory, majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. 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 Now Rob's going to lead us in the way.